The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "What is the kingdom of God like? To what can I compare it? It is like a mustard seed that a man took and planted in the garden. When it was fully grown, it became a large bush, and the birds of the sky dwelt in its branches." Again he said, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed in with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch of dough was leavened." The Gospel of the Lord. It was Blessed Elizabeth of the Trinity, Carmelite nun who lived last century, who took the prayer of the Our Father who art in heaven, and the doctrine of sanctifying grace, that if we are in a state of grace, God dwells in us, and she created a syllogism, and she said this: if heaven is where God is, and God dwells in my soul through grace, then heaven is in my soul. It reminds you of the words that our Lord spoke to Saint Faustina when he said, "Your heart is my heaven." I met a lady one time who would often pray, "Lord, make my heart your home." The fathers of the church saw the place where the mustard seed was planted as the garden of our souls. And they used various analogies for the yeast or the mustard seed. They would see it as faith, or as our Lord Jesus Christ himself, or the preaching of the Word of God. And I just wanted to share with you too, very quickly. This is what St. Ambrose said. He says, "The mustard seed is faith. A grain of mustard seed is indeed a mean and trifling thing. But as soon as it is crushed, it pours forth its power. And faith at first seems simple, but when it is buffeted by adversity, pours forth the grace of its virtue." And another early father said this. He said, "The yeast is the word of God that is preached to us." And why does our Lord use the analogy of 3 measures? He says it is the 3 faculties of our soul. And as we receive the Word of God, it purifies our intellects, our memories, and our wills. That it's the Word of God that teaches us to believe without seeing, to hope for what we do not yet possess, that no memories from the past and no unfulfilled desires for the future will prevent us from hoping in God. And lastly, he said, that the Word of God teaches us to love God above all things and our neighbor as ourselves. Every mystic of the church became a mystic because they embraced this mystery of faith, that God dwells in the soul when it's in a state of grace. And that truth transformed their entire lives because they came to understand that God lived in them always. And so they changed their lives to conform with that reality. May we do the same.